The minority caucus in parliament has described Ghana's economy as shambolic, restless, and in grave distress. According to the caucus, Ghana is on a trajectory of unsustainable debt levels, with 76 billion cedis national debt stock hanging over the necks of Ghanaians. Each Ghanaian, the MPP group noted, owes 3,000 Ghana cedis if the debt of the country is shared among the citizens. The minority leader, Osaichi Mensa Bonsu, said this when he presented what the caucus termed the True State of the Nation address. He presented a litany of the nation's problems, but added that they can be solved. Here's a report by Dominic Mogi and Augustus Akwai.
The minority leader said it is sad that the projected GDP growth rate of 2.7% for 2015 for the non-oil sector represents the worst non-oil sector performance since 1998. This, he noted, is a huge economic downshift that the maladministration of President Mahama has visited on Ghanaians. He was unhappy about the continuing depreciation of the cedi and spoke about the nation's debt sustainability.
The public debt stock has now risen astronomically from 9.5 billion as at the end of 2008 to 76.1 billion. With a debt stock of over 76 billion, it means each Ghanaian, including the child being delivered at whichever hospital, as I speak now, owes 3,000 Ghana cedis. This rate of debt accumulation must be frightening to everyone except the president and his ministers. On this trajectory, Ghana is on the superhighway to unsustainable debt levels that pushed us. At this rate, the international rating agencies may soon classify Ghana as a country with high risk of debt distress, and thus compromise our ability to raise further financing from the international capital markets, and worse still, incapacitate the country from servicing and paying our debts. Mr. President, the interest payment on the stock of debt in 2014 was four times Ghana's oil revenue in that year. In 2015, the interest payment on the debt is projected to be 9.6 billion.
On the power crisis, Mr. Osaichi Mensa Bonsu criticized President Mahama's "I will fix it" statement.
In one breath, the president in his message assured the nation, and I'm quoting him, "I, John Dramani Mahama, will fix this energy challenge." Unquote. In another, he says, "He will hold the minister for power responsible for inability to fix the problem." One hopes the president is not already finding an escape route for himself for non-delivery of his pledge. But the president made a very loaded statement. He said, and I'm quoting him, quote, "In the past, what we have done has been to manage the situation. I do not intend to manage the situation as has been done in the past. I intend to fix it." To fix means to mend or repair something. The president's play on words is an illusion, especially when the word "fix" also means to arrange something dishonestly, like if you are fixing a trial, if you are fixing a match. So we don't know, because to fix also means to bribe or to thwart or punish or kill somebody. "I'll fix you." Mr. President, that statement is pregnant with a lot of insinuations. Just what did you mean?
Touching on health, the minority leader said it is unfortunate that the national health insurance scheme is collapsing.
The health insurance scheme is collapsing, and many service providers are pulling out. Indeed, service providers have not been paid since May 2014. Whereas the Minister of Finance states that his ministry has paid all outstanding arrears to the NHIS, the officers of the NHIA disagree with the Minister of Finance and insist that the Ministry of Finance owes huge amounts to NHIA. In a bid to assure Ghanaians, the president told the nation that the scheme is rather growing and subscription has exceeded 27 million. Now, one wants to believe that the president really meant utilization or access and not subscription, since it is not possible to have 100% sign up of the entire population, which is in the region of about 26 million. Capitation in insurance increases out-of-pocket expenditure and therefore further impoverishes subscribers. In other words, it will lower the living conditions of subscribers.